Grammar Girl here. Passover started on Tuesday, and Easter is on Sunday. Since this is a week when many listeners will be celebrating religious holidays, it seems like a good time to answer questions about religious words. One of the most common questions people ask about religious words is whether to capitalize the word God. The name of any specific deity is capitalized, just like any other name. So when God is used to refer to the one God, it's capitalized. For example, you'd capitalize God in this sentence. Some Christians give thanks to God before every meal. When referring to gods in general, however, or using the word God descriptively, keep it lowercase. The word God should be lowercase in the following two examples. The Romans believed a god named Jupiter ruled the heavens. The Greek gods were always causing trouble for humans. The same rule holds true for Yahweh, Allah, Zeus, and all the names of gods in other religions. They're capitalized. An interesting side note about the names of gods is that it's Jewish tradition to avoid writing the name of God, because doing so creates a chance that the name could be treated disrespectfully. For this reason, it's common in Jewish documents to see the name written G-D, with the O replaced by a hyphen. Now, that's a simplistic explanation of Jewish religious philosophy, but at least now if you see it, you'll have an inkling of why it's written that way. I'll put links to more detailed explanations on the transcript for this article, episode 272, at quickanddirtytips.com. Next, Hillary M. from Las Vegas, Nevada, wanted to know if she should capitalize words like godly and godsend. Godly and other words that start with God are almost always lowercase. Occasionally, religious publications choose to capitalize words that start with God, but a wide variety of style guides I found that address the issue in some way recommend using lowercase for words such as godless, godliness, godly, and godsend. Godmother and godfather are also kept lowercase. Next, Stacy from Boise, Idaho, wanted to know whether she should capitalize the pronouns he, his, and him when they refer to God. I've certainly heard the rule that pronouns referring to a deity should be capitalized, but the style guides I checked, including some with a religious bent, recommended using lowercase, and note that some versions of the Bible, including the King James Version and the New International Version, use lowercase pronouns to refer to God. Ultimately, it's a style choice, but the most common style seems to be to keep those pronouns lowercase. Jessica, also from Las Vegas, Nevada, asked whether she should capitalize the word atheist. The names of religions and their followers are capitalized. So you capitalize the words Christianity and Christians, Buddhism and Buddhists, Hinduism and Hindus, and so on. The followers of Islam are called Muslims, and again, both words are capitalized. However, on the other hand, words that describe people who don't follow a religion, such as atheist or agnostic, are not capitalized. They aren't really names as much as they are descriptions of a philosophy. People have also asked about capitalizing the word Bible. The names of religious books such as Bible, Talmud, and Quran are also capitalized, unless they're being used generically. For example, when you're referring to the Christian Bible, Bible is capitalized. But if you're calling something your grammar Bible, then you're using Bible generically, and it should be lowercase. The names of religious books brings up another interesting question. Why is Quran sometimes spelled with a K and sometimes spelled with a Q? Well, translating Arab words to English is difficult because the languages use different alphabets, and there are no set rules to correlate the Arabic letters to the Latin letters we use in English. When we see Arabic words written in English, it's actually not a translation, but a transliteration, a representation of how the Arabic words would sound if they were written in the Latin alphabet. So you'll see Quran spelled a few different ways in English publications, including K-O-R-A-N, Q-U-R-A-N, and Q-U-R-apostrophe-A-N. There isn't a right or wrong way. It's just a style choice. It's the same reason you see Muammar Gaddafi's name spelled a bunch of different ways. And translating Hebrew has the same problems, which is why there are many acceptable spellings for Hanukkah. Finally, Jimmy asked how to properly use gee whiz, which turns out to be a question about religious words, because according to the Oxford English Dictionary, gee whiz probably comes from gee willikins, which is a replacement word for the exclamation Jerusalem, or a euphemism for Jesus. It's come to mean exciting or surprising when it's used as an adjective. You'd use it like this. Gee whiz, comma, who knew there was so much to say about this topic? The most common way to spell gee whiz is as two words, G-E-E-W-H-I-Z. But since it's slang, there's some disagreement over the spelling, and some dictionaries also show it as gee whiz W-H-I-Z-Z. It's a relatively recent word, arising in America in the late 1800s. Back then it was also spelled gee whiz W-I-Z, and gee whitz, G-E-E-W-H-I-T-Z, all one word, which is actually closer to gee willikins. It only takes a hyphen when it's used as an adjective. I brought out the gee whiz dictionaries for that question, G-whiz dictionaries. Words like gee whiz aren't new. Zounds is a cleaned-up way of saying God's wounds that people started using way back in the 1500s. And in the 1600s, people started saying gadzooks, which Merriam-Webster said could be a euphemism for God's hooks, referring to the nails on the cross. So gee willikins and gadzooks, I hope these tidbits give you something to talk about with your family over the religious holidays, or just some interesting information if you're not celebrating this week. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll love my books, The Grammar Devotional and Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.